Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez from New York City. How are you?
I am good. I am very tired. It's very late here. It's 11 p.m. We don't normally record this late, but we got to work with the times we have. I think my mom might walk through at some point. She's next door and whatever.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, she's, I'm not alone. My mom's next door and I don't even know why she's not in our room yet. We're sharing a room and a bed.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I'm so spoiled. Actually, you live with your girlfriend, right? You share a bed with her?
Of course.
Is that comfortable?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a king bed. And, you know, we both kind of always stay to our far corners. We really do. So,
Still, I have just been so used to sleeping by myself for so long now. Like, just sharing a bed with my mom, it's not comfortable.
Well, it would be creepy to me. I couldn't even imagine sleeping in the same bed as my mother. I don't know if I could go to sleep.
Oh, I love my mom. I just...
I would freak out.
If it were anybody, I don't know about sharing a bed with them. Oh, here she is. Come over, mom.
Special appearance from Perez's mom. All right.
Come here.
Hi, how are you?
I don't think you'll be able to hear him, so I'll just interview her for 30 seconds.
Okay.
And if you say something, I'll just have to relay it to her. I have my headphones on. What is it like sharing a bed with me? You give me like a weird face. In New York, we're sharing a bed.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think I was asking?
Oh, my God. Now I know what you mean.
What did you think I was asking?
We're sleeping together.
Not that way.
This is so creepy. This is the weirdest thing. God, oh, God. Oh, we got to get to entertainment soon. This is so weird.
How's New York treating you?
Oh, really well. I love New York to visit.
All right, that's enough. Bye. Go lock yourself in the other room. Anyways.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't have this idea. Well, wait a minute. Before I even get to this, I was really sad about this. I got rid of my beard and
I was loving the beard.
I know I was too.
Did the new job require the beard to go away?
It wasn't a requirement, but somebody on my team, the person who got me the gig, suggested I trim it, which basically means get rid of it. And the old Perez would have been, fuck no, I'm keeping this. I'm into this. Fuck that.
You actually said you were going to cut it before Israel.
Yeah, but then I decided that I wanted to keep it because I was totally feeling it.
Yeah, I was too. It was cool.
Yeah. So
good news, man. It'll grow back.
Yes. I think one of the things that comes with age as I approach 40 is you learn to start picking and choosing your battles.
Sure.
And also, if you approach things from a place of gratitude, it changes everything. Like, yeah, I wasn't happy that somebody said, get rid of your beard, which made me so happy because what I loved about it was not even the aesthetics of it. I just loved that at almost 40 years old, I was doing something for the first time ever. I had never had a beard like that before.
I get that. I've never had a beard like that either. And you know what I've never also have never done? And I've thought about this a million times. I've never shaved my head.
Oh my God.
So you've
kind
of done
it.
All that stuff. I've never done any of that. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you've had long hair though. I've never had that.
Oh yeah. I have had super, super long hair.
I know. God, yeah. I saw that photo once. It was awesome. Anyways, quality. I got rid of it. And everybody though is saying I look 10 years younger. So that's lovely.
No. You look cool. I thought you looked cool with it. So sometimes younger isn't better than cooler. You know what I mean?
That's true. Anyways, you had this idea, which I wasn't even sure if we should talk about on the podcast, but I want to talk about it because I feel like we have a special relationship with our listeners.
Sure.
You had this idea. Well, we're working on ways to get more attention for the podcast. And, you know, we've discussed, and hopefully it'll happen, possibly doing live, hopefully, recording somewhere of the podcast. And if mm-hmm. that goes well, maybe a second. Who the fuck knows? And you, I'm not saying, I'm saying this is a good thing. I think it's a great idea. You said, we should do something really stupid, like get a billboard.
Right.
Which I didn't think was stupid. I thought that was a genius idea.
I meant silly. I didn't mean stupid. I just thought silly. You know, it'd be silly if you and me got up on a billboard. It'd be funny.
I know. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So then you suggested that, and I said, that's awesome. I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
Because I'm a cheap ass motherfucker. Like,
we all
I don't
know
spend,
that. It's fine. Yeah. It's not like people on the show are going, really? I mean, yeah. You know, we talk about how cheap yeah. both of us are. Not cheap, but frugal. We're frugal people. We're not cheap.
I'm smart with my money. Like, yeah. I don't like spending money on anything. I just had a free vacation to Israel. Like, I'm trying to think. The only thing I spend money on is my kids' stuff that they need right. and my healthy meals that I get delivered and a trainer for the gym, which some people are like, well, you don't need a trainer. So yeah, that's what I'll spend my money on. But that's like me making an investment in my health. Anyways, sure. So I was like, well, I don't want to spend money on this billboard. What if we can like crowdsource it? Mm-hmm. And you were kind of along for the ride, thinking it wasn't necessarily a bad idea to crowdsource this. I thought it would be fun because like I viewed it like win-win situation, right? I was like, let me inquire how much it costs to get a billboard. And to get a good billboard in Los Angeles is like $8,000. You right. can get a shitty one for $5,000.
In a like terrible neighborhood.
Exactly. But you can get a good billboard for 4 weeks. Was it 3 or 4 weeks? It was like several weeks, a good billboard in a good location for $8,000. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know what? If we try to reach eight, but we don't, if we reach 4 or 5, whatever it was, we can get a shitty billboard and that's still something. And
yeah,
even if we don't reach $5,000 raised, it was still a fun thing that we tried.
Right. Just to see if our listeners would give us a dollar. That's kind of all we wanted. Like we're going to ask you, hey, will you give us a dollar? And by the way, you'll get to see the fruits of your labor, hopefully, us idiots on a billboard and maybe doing a show from the location where the billboard is. We thought that'd be kind of fun.
I then ran this idea by my team, and they thought it was a bad idea.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
So
fuck them. Let's do it anyhow. Your team sucks. Let's just do what we want to do. It's our podcast. I mean, who cares what they think?
They just thought it was like a bad look. Like,
why is it a bad look? It's funny. If we just said, hey, everybody, it's $1. And there's a lot of you that listen every week. And I know a lot of you right now are shaking your head like, I have no problem putting $1 in a piggy bank somewhere just for the entertainment that you guys provide for free. Literally for free. Like, I don't get paid shit for this. He's actually paying out of pocket to pay people to put the damn show together now. I mean, we're literally doing this for free.
Well, and the thing is like, A, not only would it be fun to have a billboard, and then people that live in Los Angeles or are visiting Los Angeles could take photos
right.
of themselves at our billboard.
Right.
But what my bigger hope is that this silly, you call it silly, I call
it's
it
stupid. It's a silly idea.
No, but I think stupid is an awesome thing. I'm not saying stupid is
I'm with you. Yeah. I feel that.
I think this stupid idea
could work,
which is genius. No. What excites me about it is that I think this stupid idea could get us press.
Right. And that's what we're looking for.
Yes. I'm looking for press for the podcast because I want this sucker to grow. I want us to, you know, just be turning this into something more. So anyways, that was a lot of talking. Tweet us, call us, email us, Facebook
would you do
us.
It? Yeah, would you do it? Would you spend a dollar on us?
Or more. Maybe somebody wants to donate more than a dollar.
I feel bad. That's when it gets weird to me.
No. I'm not asking for more than a dollar.
But if they did, we'd say, okay, fine. It's closer to our goal. Right.
Well, maybe one just silly, fabulous, really rich person wants to donate $8,000.
They could be on the goddamn show with us.
No. They'd be on the billboard with us.
On the billboard.
Yeah. Like we would make it, you know, the
that
Perez
would be
Hilton.
Funny as hell.
Yeah.
Like it's just you and me on the billboard pointing at this person, like, this person gave us $8,000 to promote our podcast.
Yeah. The Perez Hilton podcast.
Paid for by this dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. So I don't know. We'll set it up, but tweet us first and tell us if we're nuts or if his team is right or if we're just talking out of our ass. But we thought it'd be a funny idea.
Yeah, they were.
You guys thought it'd be funny too.
My team was thinking like, oh, it should have like some charity component or
God,
something like that. I'm like, no, that's kind of going against what I want it to be stupid.
Let's get into the show. I mean, God, there's so much to talk about.
I was going to.
Okay.
Here's just a random question prompted by something that happened in pop culture. If I got married, I would invite you to my wedding. But let's say I got married and I didn't invite you to my wedding. Would you be very hurt by that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think we're friends. Sure. I like hanging out with you. It's fun. Sure.
What if I said
I got married, I'd invite you.
Well, what if I said I was only inviting just a few people?
Then I wouldn't be offended.
Okay.
Like if you said, look, I'm having a small wedding. I'm having like 50 people. I would sit there and say, you know, I probably don't make the 50 people cut. But I would say the same for you. If I had a 50 person wedding, would you make the 50 people cut? I don't know, maybe, but probably not. I got a lot of friends, you know, so.
50 is a small wedding. That's a big wedding for me.
Well, I mean like 25 on each side. Like each person gets 25 people. You know what I mean? That's really not a lot of people if you think about it. Once you include your family and, you know, like your sister and.
I guess.
You're close. You know, there's a lot of people.
Well, I just went to a wedding and happy wedding. Congratulations, Molly. Much love. I don't think you're going to be listening to this because you're on your honeymoon, but I was really happy I could be there. It was my first wedding I had been there in a long, I had been to in a long time. Mm-hmm. And also, I've just been thinking about weddings lately because.
Well, who's this Molly person?
Oh,
just
she's
a
just
friend?
A friend, yeah. Josh Peck got married. He probably does not ring a bell to you, but I think he rings a bell to a lot of our podcast listeners who I'm guessing are of a certain age. He was that star of Josh and Drake from Nickelodeon.
Mm-mm.
I knew it wouldn't really ring a bell for you. But anyways, Josh Peck got married and he starred on this sitcom for a long time with Drake Bell. Did not invite Drake to the wedding. And then Drake Bell got very upset about it and tweeted about it and being like, well, I guess I get the hint now.
Maybe that's just funny though.
No, I think he means it, but
it was pretty personal.
On the plus side, Drake Bell is also getting people talking today because he is in the new issue of Flaunt magazine and he got yoked up. He's like all muscly and hot. I'm into it. Anyways, I lit Twitter on fire because of a tweet that I sent out on June the 17th. This has gotten so much traction. I linked to an article in the National Review. The headline of the article was America Stands United in Hating Katy Perry. And one of the choice quotes from that article is, let me read it.
Mm-hmm.
These days, though, she is on a rebranding spree. The new strategy is this: be a lot less sexy, be dumb in a much less delightful way, and release terrible songs. Also, you know, previously the article said, oh, this Katy Perry, the Katy Perry loved was sexy, delightfully dumb, and associated with insanely catchy records. Anyways, my thought was, and this is what I tweeted, this article is infuriatingly misogynist. A woman would have never written something like this. And then a lot of people, mainly men.
You know, I saw this tweet. Go ahead.
A lot of people, mainly men,
mm-hmm.
were saying that's misogynist of you to say that a woman would have never written anything like that.
I don't know if it's misogynist. It's just incorrect.
Oh, I stand by it. I think a woman,
you should, because no, you shouldn't. It's mass generalization, and that's just not fair. It's just not what you're saying isn't accurate. Like, it's just not. You can't say that all women mostly are one way. It's impossible to know that.
Facts are facts. Of course, a woman could have written that, but sure. Would a woman have written that?
Sure.
No,
if she wanted web
so.
Hits, why not? If she wanted web hits or was trying to create some sort of thing for herself, why not? I don't see why that person couldn't.
I just think a woman would have expressed herself differently than this guy who wrote the article did. I mean, I loved it though. Like, I
you love any beef.
Yeah.
Deep down, you love any beef. Bad
no,
or
I
good.
Did. No, I did. I was retweeting everybody that was giving me shit. I lived for it. It was exciting. I don't understand that.
I still get worked up. Even when I get in it with you, I get worked up still. I have to step away from it and go, oh, it's not real. It's online or it's a show.
I was like, I pissed people off. Let me try to build some momentum here. I also like every tweet that people send my way, even if they're like insulting me or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if people agree with me, like if about any topic, he still likes it. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, I read it. To me, it just says you read it. You know?
Exactly. That's exactly why I like tweets. It's just an acknowledgement that I read it. And mm-hmm. if it's something truly awful, then I'll just mute them. I don't even block anymore. I don't want people to know I blocked them.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Katy Perry, congratulations, her new album did debut at number one, in America. Mm-hmm. I was shocked by this, though. In the UK, her album debuted at number six.
Really? What came in front of it?
London Grammar was number one.
Wow.
They don't really have radio-friendly songs, but I don't need radio-friendly songs. I just need good music.
Right, they're just cool.
It'll be interesting to see what the Katy album does week two. Mm. A friend of mine who knows a lot, I hope this projection is not accurate, because if this projection is accurate, then it would be embarrassing. But my friend is predicting that Katy will have the biggest drop in week two of any album by a major artist ever.
Hmm.
Macklemore has a new song out that I really like, though. It's called Glorious. Have you heard that one?
You know, we had him on the radio, but I didn't even know why we had him on. So I guess it's because of that song, but I haven't heard the song.
Check it out. He's gone solo. No Ryan Lewis. It's just him. But mm-hmm. it sounds just like that first album. And right. actually, that's probably a good thing, because I think he released a second album or whatever the hell. Like, the breakthrough album, he released music after that.
Mm-hmm.
Which flopped.
Big time.
And this, I think, is just a return to the sound of the breakthrough album, which I'm happy with because I really like it. So that's good. The Killers have a new song out called The Man, which definitely not a top 40 song. I don't know if rock still plays The Killers because they've been around a long time.
Yeah, alternative rock does.
Good. I really like the song. It reminds me of like the Talking Heads meets the Bee Gees. But my favorite new song is the DJ Khaled song with Rihanna.
Oh, so good. And so good. I'm interviewing him Thursday.
And some guy named Bryson Tiller, I think.
Yeah.
You're interviewing him. You may not do this, but maybe you will. Maybe you can even play the audio of this if you're ballsy enough. Not that it's a bad thing. This honestly comes from a place of love.
I think I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to agree with you if it's what I think you're going to say, but go ahead and say it and I'll tell you.
Dear DJ Khaled, you've got the keys. You are successful. You are winning. You've done it. You're doing it. You don't need to keep shouting your name out over and over and over again.
You nailed it.
Oh my God.
It's so annoying. And I'm so tired of another one. DJ Khaled, another one. He has to retire it now.
Seriously.
I'm so with you. You are exactly right. Or at least do something new with your name.
Or,
because it's so played out.
or just once during the song. I don't need it over and over again.
Yeah, I'm with you. I knew what you were going to say. I agree with you 1,000%. I'll bring it up. Sure, I'll bring it up.
Like the Jason Derulo. I kind of miss Jason Derulo saying Jason Derulo in all of his songs. Or like back in the day when Dark Child used to do it, Dark Child. Mm-hmm. Like just once. You don't need to do it more than once. It drove me crazy because I love the Rihanna song.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good.
Did you watch the video?
Yes, it's so hot. Oh my God. She's so freaking hot.
It's all about her boobs. She's not wearing a bra.
Her boobs are the star.
Oh my God.
Hello.
I mean, I would have sex with Rihanna. I think I've said this before.
Yes.
Or more accurately, Rihanna would have sex with me. Like she would be calling all the shots. Mm. She would like she
I would give her the best 4 seconds of my life.
I would probably give her more than 4 seconds.
I don't think I could.
Also, the new Lorde album came out, and I was so surprised by how much I love it.
Good.
Because I did not love Green Light. I didn't hate Green Light, but I also did not wait 4 years for Green Light. And right. It also wasn't the comeback single. I thought
Green Light, you know, grew on me. I told you, I really kind of got into that song. And it's going to debut number one next week, the album. So yeah, good for Lorde. I got to get into that one too. That's one I really want to check out this weekend, maybe.
Since we're talking about music, I was so surprised by this comment. The Hanson brothers, remember them from
Bop?
Bop. Great song, timeless tune, big moment in pop.
Sure.
They haven't had a hit since that one song, though.
One of the biggest one-hit wonders of all time.
They had some choice words about Justin Bieber. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
This is what they had to say about Justin's music. Can I just say I'm glad I didn't know what that was? I prefer not to get any venereal diseases. So whenever Justin Bieber gets near me or near my ears, it's just ear infections. They're terrible. It's like hanging out with a koala, chlamydia of the ear. It sucks. Somehow they were on the radio in Australia and they played Whose Song Is It Anyways? Mm-hmm. And they didn't know that Bieber was a part of the song, blah, blah, blah. I was just surprised, but I don't particularly care for Justin Bieber, but I like his music.
Yeah, the songs are undeniable. I mean, I can't imagine being that out of touch unless it's personal. They just personally don't like him.
I mean, it's crazy that that song in Spanish is a massive hit around the world and in America where people don't even speak Spanish. I mean, a lot of people do, but the majority don't.
It's just that good. It's that good.
I love it. Justin Bieber is not sweating that. He is killing the game, making history. He has the top 3 selling songs in America.
Yeah, he's part of 3 different songs.
Yeah, the DJ Khaled song, the Getta song, and the Fonzie and Daddy Yankee song, numbers 1, 2, and 3.
It's unbelievable. He's like a Beatle. This is like Beatle type things that are happening to him.
It's insane. Well, speaking of the Despacito song, Luis Fonsi wants you to like give Bieber a break over not learning the Despacito lyrics. This is what he said. He says, quote, he's on tour. He's concentrating on his music. I don't think we have to be so strict. He says, I mean, obviously, I would love for him to learn it. I don't blame him not knowing the lyrics. And I think we have to give him a little bit of a pass because that's not his main language. He's being too kind. Yes. Justin Bieber is just lazy. In more music-related news, probably the biggest music-related news, we haven't gotten to it yet. Beyonce had her twins.
Congratulations. Do we have the names yet?
No, but her dad, Beyonce's dad is just...
He's ruining the plan.
I kind of understand in some ways, like Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, feels responsible for her success. Like he's the one who put Destiny's Child together. He's the one who put Beyonce through Diva Boot Camp. He's the one who pushed her. He really was, you know,
No, I get it.
Don't you remember all those old videos?
No, you're right. I mean, I get it, but still. She's moved on, and I still think they're trying to control the narrative in every single aspect. I like that he just keeps effing it up. It's great. That's all I'm saying.
We haven't even gotten to what he did. He confirmed that Beyonce had the twins when neither she nor Jay-Z nor her mom nor her sister, nobody has confirmed this news. Right. He did.
Of course.
And they have a strained relationship.
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
I just
love that everything's not so perfect. That's just, for whatever reason, just kind of makes me happy.
I get it too, but it's like, I don't know. I take my kids and I take being a parent so seriously.
Sure.
If I ever got to a point where I had a strained relationship with my kids, which I hope never happens, I wouldn't do things to make it more strained.
Right. Well, you should lighten up on all those videos with them then. Because they're going to be like, Dad, enough of this. I'm tired of living my life on a camera.
Nah, they'll love it. Just like my mom.
Just because your mom loves it doesn't mean they're going to love it.
No. I took video of my mom sleeping last night. She doesn't even know it yet.
You're so weird.
Mom, I took video of you sleeping last night.
What is wrong with you? Your relationship with your mom is bordering on creepy.
No, you're the only one that views it like that.
Somebody actually tweeted me or hit me on Instagram and said, hey, Book, I just want to know, do you think it's creepy, Perez's relationship with his mom? I went, well, not till you just brought it up. I said, but I think it's sweet. But yeah, I mean, you're recording your mom while she's sleeping.
Ooh, well, we're sharing a bed in New York.
That's even weirder.
No, it's not. I don't want to sleep in the sofa. I'm not going to make her sleep in the sofa.
All right.
Anyways, congratulations to Beyonce. I don't even care about the twins, to be honest, because everybody already talked about that. Like, I don't really have anything to add to that. Yeah. I'm more interested in Jay-Z changing his name.
What?
Again, you didn't hear that?
No, I did not.
Jay-Z changed his name from J-Z to bringing the hyphen back. So now it's J-Z again, only different because now this is from his publicist. It's all caps J-Z. That's how you write his name.
Okay.
I'm changing my name as well. I just want to be Perez.
Just Perez?
Okay. Just Perez.
You are Perez from here on out. You should put out a press release tonight.
I know. I don't have a publicist. Damn
it.
Well,
I'll tell you what. That's where we broke the news on the podcast, and let's push this out somehow that you have also changed your name from Perez Hilton, which you no longer want to be known as. You want to be known as Perez, much like Billy Ray Cyrus is now Cyrus. He's no longer Billy Ray. He's just Cyrus.
In other news, let's get to the unsavory news bit of things.
Okay.
I don't even care. I don't even know if I want to talk about it. Whatever. The whole Cosby trial, whatever.
Ass.
Yeah. It's just so disappointing.
It's totally disappointing.
Bachelor in Paradise. I'm happy we have closure. I was surprised, you know, after it was announced that ABC concluded their investigation and they determined no sexual assault took place.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that the show was going to resume filming.
You heard my comments. My comments were...
You said it was going to get canceled.
Absolutely. That the show will never see the light of day again. But then I started to think about it and follow my train of thought here. If they cancel the show, they are admitting to fault and they would open themselves up further to this lawsuit filed by two separate people, the guy and possibly the girl. So by them saying, look, we conducted our own investigation on this. Nothing out of the ordinary happened. Nothing out of contract happened between the two of these people. So we're going to resume the show because we're not going to take the blame for any of this. I think that's what happened. I think that they said, if we cancel it, that's just saying that we screwed up and they're going to sue us. And that would tarnish the franchise. Now, I do think, and I'll stick by this, I do think after this season, there will not be a Bachelor in Paradise because I think that they've realized how damaging this show could be to the brand, which is The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. That's my thoughts. But if you follow my thought there, it kind of makes sense. Like they can't cancel it. They can't cancel this season. It's admitting fault.
I guess, but even if they admit fault, like they made sign a contract though.
True.
Like she signed away.
Well, I'm thinking they scoured that contract. They went through it and they said, the lawyers, this is what they've been doing for a week. They went through it with a fine tooth comb and said, where are the holes? where are the holes that she can expose us? And they went through this contract and they said, you know what? There are none. There aren't any holes. She did what she did. She knew exactly what she was getting into when she was there. And we followed everything by the letter. So if we pull the show, we have to pay them. And I don't think they want to pay them because I think it tarnishes the brand. But I still think the show will go away after this season. That's my bet.
All right. Well, they're definitely going to be going to trial. Her lawyer released a statement pretty much saying that.
Yeah. She already lawyered up. Now she's got to stick with it.
Yeah. I wonder if she got lawyers to represent her for free.
I bet so. Sure. I bet that they'll take that action on the back end. Why not?
We shall see. It was interesting, but not surprising whatsoever, that it was revealed that she had a boyfriend back home when she went on The Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. And she apparently, that's not the only guy she hooked up with on this season of The Bachelor in Paradise. Apparently, there's a couple of other guys that she also hooked up with. So I don't know what kind of relationship she has with this, quote, boyfriend. Maybe they had an agreement like, look, this is good for business. If I go on, I'm just going to make out with a couple of guys. Let's not make a big deal about it. We could make some money on the back end. Or maybe she lied to him. Maybe she just said, look, I'm not going to go out with anybody. I'm not going to kiss anybody. I'm just going to go on the show. So who knows what really happened? I mean, until we see what they release, we don't know. But I got a feeling she's swapping spit with more than one guy this season, and they're going to show it.
Ooh la la. Now, mm-hmm. I think ratings are going to be big now.
Maybe, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to save it. I really think that this kind of hurt their brand, and that, boy, they are very protective. I told you I had a meeting with them once about doing...
an after show?
Yeah, an after show. I met with them a couple of years ago.
No, you never told me this.
Well, this was like a couple of years ago. I went in with them and I met them about doing a bachelor, you know, after the final rose. I said,
well, you would have been perfect for that.
Well, and that's what I pitched them. And I said, listen, this is the one thing you don't get Chris Harrison for. You get someone from the outside like me that's passionate about the show and that will ask real questions and then genuinely doesn't know the answer. So when I have these people on and I'm talking to fans, I'm just like a big fan, like them, like, will they end up together? Chris Harrison knows what happens. That's why the show failed when they put him on.
There already
they
was
did.
An
they
after
did
show?
The show. They did it and it failed. They loved the idea, but they were, at the end of the day, they were so protective of the brand. They were afraid to get somebody with, you know, real opinions. So they brought in Captain Generic Chris Harrison to bore it up, and it didn't work, you know. But it would have worked if I would have done it. I'm telling you, it would have been great.
I'll do it with you one night.
Oh my God. You could, if you watch the show, we'd be great at it because we could dice all that crap up. It'd be hilarious.
No, just one night. I only want to watch one episode.
I'm saying if we got the show, if we had a show to do that, it would be awesome.
Well, yeah, that's not going to happen.
We could do it on our own. We could just watch one Bachelor and then make our own video of it and sit there and talk it. I bet we'd get a huge following, you and me.
That's what I'm saying. Just one episode.
Just one. You can't commit for more than one, can you?
Well, I don't really want to watch that Bachelor for an entire season or the Bachelor.
It's very hard. It's hard. 2 hours a night is a lot to commit.
It's 2 hours long?
2 hours, bro. 2 hours.
Oh my God. Why is it that long?
I have no idea. I could chop that show up into 30 minutes, but they're just whoring it out at this point.
Oh, has it always been 2 hours?
I think so. As long as I can remember, it's been. And like on premiere night, 3 hours.
What?
Yeah. 3 hours. Finale night, 3 hours.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, the Super Bowl isn't that long.
I mean, it is, but whatever.
I mean, it is.
Anyways, you know, we're just talking about the pop culture stuff. I'm sad. Over reading about Carrie Fisher and all of the drugs that she had in her system.
Crazy, isn't it?
At the time of her death, from cocaine to heroin. She was having a party up in there.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with her, but wow.
It's sad. Although I think she technically died from sleep apnea, maybe.
Yeah. How about that?
But you know, everything else probably contributed to that.
I think that may have had something to do with it.
Also, Elizabeth Banks got people all heated on Twitter because she called out Steven Spielberg at a women in film event and called him out for not having female leads in his movies. And that ended up being an incorrect statement. And this is something that, you know, the right have made it a big crusade of theirs to fight against being politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the left, I don't think, have done something similar. If somebody has good intentions, and that is what I think Elizabeth Banks had, we don't need to roast her over a spitfire for being wrong. Like, sure, we can correct her, but we don't need to drag her over hot coals.
Yeah.
It disappointed me to see that.
Yeah, that's a good point. The other side of it is the one dragging them through it. It's just like everybody feels like that's their role now. Like, oh, well, somebody does something, it's I'm the goddamn internet police and I'm going to start the dragging. You know, I just wish everybody would shut up. That's what I wish. How about this? She has an opinion. That's her opinion. Leave it alone. Just drop it right there and say, well, opinions. They're just like assholes. Everybody has one. You know, just leave it right there.
Speaking of your asshole opinion, I would say almost everybody agreed with me last week about your statements on Trump and
that
tweeting
about... That is not factual
at all. That is totally factual. I saw all the tweets.
Now, there's so many tweets. Booker, you're the voice of reason around here. And so many people, it's funny, people apply their own meaning, and you do it too. You apply your own meaning to what I said. And I'll stick to my statement. I don't care what he tweets. I don't care. Once again... Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. I don't care what he tweets. There's nothing anybody is going to say that's going to change my mind. I didn't vote for him. I don't care for this administration. If they want to go out there and do something or not do something, whatever. Don't care. I'm waiting for 3.5 more years when we get a new administration, hopefully, and we don't have to put up with this crap. Do I think it would be nice if he would, I don't know, or if they would kind of take off their hat for gay rights? They should, but they don't. And fuck them. If they don't, I can't help them. I'm just not going to get mad at what people don't say. I get mad at for what people do say. You know, if they don't say anything, then c'est la vie. If they don't want to, that's their prerogative. Just don't confuse it with me not caring about gay rights. I care, but I don't care what they think about it. I just don't. I don't have time to waste it on other people.
Anyways, most people agreed with me.
That's correct. You love to do that.
No, they did. A lot of people had some strong opinions about Patton Oswalt dating a new woman. His wife died last year, and a lot of people thought that was too soon.
Oh, God. Shut up, people. Mind your own P's and Q's. Didn't your mama teach you that?
I think Patton Oswalt did not cheat on his wife with this woman.
Right.
You know, it doesn't even need to be anything serious. Like, they could just be having fun. And also...
Who cares? Maybe he's just mourning. Maybe he wants company. Jesus
love,
Christ.
Love is healing.
Yeah,
totally. You know, this could be healing for him. Yeah. You know what I forgot to talk about?
Hmm.
I should have mentioned this right after the damn billboard. Fuck.
I still have an announcement to make, too. I have a big announcement, but go ahead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Aisha Tyler is leaving The Talk. I would be perfect on that show.
So would I.
Like... No, but I would be better.
I don't know if you would be.
I totally would be because...
You would just get in there and agree with everybody.
I would not.
Disagree with everyone.
I would not. I would agree with everybody if I agreed with everybody.
How about this? They should cancel The Talk and put us on. That's what they should do.
I wouldn't fake disagree like you do a lot of times just to play your contrarian role.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's your big announcement?
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the end of the show.
Oh, God, no. Why till the end of the show?
Well, now I've managed to have people on a cliffhanger. They're going to stick around for a few more minutes just to see what my big announcement is.
Oh, gosh. All right.
And I know you're like a freaking kid on Christmas. You need to open your presents like right now. Like, you need to know. It's driving you crazy.
Well, it's
I'm
gonna
surprised you didn't end the show right now just so I would tell you.
Are you engaged?
I have a big announcement at the end of the show.
Are you engaged?
I said I have a big announcement at the end of the show.
That's my question. Are you engaged?
And I will answer that question with another statement. I will tell you what my big announcement is.
If that's your big announcement, I would
be
upset.
It'd be funny if you nailed it, wouldn't
no,
it?
No. That's not. If that's your big announcement, I would be upset if I was your girlfriend. Because why did you leave that till the end of the fucking show? Fiance, I'd be pissed. Mm-hmm. Like, why did you not mention that off the top?
Right. Exactly. If that was my announcement, I probably should have, huh?
Yes. All right.
Well, that's not my announcement, so continue.
All right, good. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm dying.
See, I knew it. I knew it. With you, you can't think now. You have a one-track mind.
All right. Well, we'll get to it.
It's just a cool little announcement. It's no big deal. All right. It's cool.
All right. Now I'm overhyping it. Uh-huh. It's going to suck compared to all the things I'm
totally
thinking.
Everything you just brought up was awesome. And now I'm going to come out here with some lame announcement. And it's going to suck.
Yeah. You should have just not said anything until your announcement.
Hey, I was trying to get people to stay after the 50-minute mark. You know what
all
I mean?
Right. All right. All
but
right.
Hey, well, I want to have dinner. So let's wrap this bitch up. Let's go.
All right. Miles Teller, the actor who's starred in a bunch of films appealing to mainly women younger than you.
Yeah.
I don't know a single movie he was in. I think, was he in The Fault in Our Stars? Was he in that?
I have no idea.
Anyways, he was arrested for public drunkenness in San Diego. And that just upset me. Not that he was that drunk. It just upset me that, like, he was with friends. He wasn't being an asshole at the point. He wasn't, like, hurting anybody. Like, right. Why do they have to... Why couldn't they just let his friends take him?
Right.
Like, why do you have to go ahead and arrest him? Like, that's so lame.
Know. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but I hear it.
It's still lame. Also lame, Daniel Day-Lewis. Never thought I would say that. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis, 3-time Oscar winner, mm-hmm. has announced that he is retiring from acting. Like, if you're going to retire from acting, I'm of the school of thought, you don't need to announce it. Just retire from acting.
Right.
All right. Scarlett Johansson spotted out on a date with her lawyer.
I've got scoop on that, but I can't tell you on the podcast. I'll tell you after the podcast.
What's the scoop?
I told you I would tell you after the podcast.
Yeah. I hate waiting.
Jesus Christ, I know this.
God. Isn't that inappropriate, though? Like, it's if you're an entertainment lawyer to date your client. I don't even care.
I was at his house recently, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, you know this guy?
Oh, yeah. I know him pretty well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of controversy over that Megyn Kelly interview with that Alex Jones loser. Oh, fuck it. I don't want to waste time talking about him. Also, Dolce & Gabbana are the worst fashion brand in the world. Losers. Caitlyn Jenner said some awful comments about that shooting outside of DC. What mm-hmm. a loser.
She's like Trump. Losers.
Seriously. Kellyanne Conway said that half of Twitter would cheer if she were shot and killed. She's not stupid, but she's so
That's
stupid.
A dumb thing to say.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm suffering from Trump fatigue.
I'm sure you are.
You're not?
No, I've kind of pulled away. I'm not watching as much.
I think I've pulled away too. It's like.
I petered out.
It's too much.
It is too
much. And fuck it. Like, I'm so tired. Let's end. Let's end things on a positive note. I was happy to read this. Simon Cowell is putting together a charity single to help the families and victims of that awful fire in London. I've always loved Simon Cowell. I love London, and I was happy to read that.
And how about that? Adele showing up to hug some of the victims and people that lost their homes. And it turned out that she went to a fire station.
Yes.
And made a pie or something for the firefighters and, you know, no makeup on, took selfies with them. I mean, Adele fucking rules. She's the best.
She's an angel.
Mm-hmm. My big announcement is I got a job with Amazon. And I will be on the front of Amazon.com for their Prime Week, which is coming up in a few weeks.
They're going to
focus on new music this year and their music apps and such on Amazon.com and Amazon Music. I'm going all across the country interviewing different bands. I've already interviewed Imagine Dragons. On Monday, I will take off to Nashville to interview the one and only Shania Twain. And after that, I will interview Garth Brooks. So look out for me on the main page of Amazon.com here in a few weeks when it's Prime Week. I'll announce a couple other bands here on the show as we get closer. So that's my announcement.
That's
Sorry,
huge.
It's not an engagement. Yeah, it's
no, that's
job.
Fucking engagement. That's better than an engagement.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good look. I'm excited to do it. I'm happy they chose me, and it's a pretty cool gig.
Yeah. Do you know how often I'm on Amazon.com?
Oh my God, me too. I live on that. I mean, I order at least one thing a day. I'm ridiculous. Today I ordered a new filter for my air conditioner.
Well, it needs to be prominently placed though. Like,
I'll be on the main page.
Yeah, but it needs to be like in the banner, like above the fold or whatever.
I don't know where it's going to be. They told me that they're like, your big head is going to be on Amazon.com for the whole week. It's a big deal. So whatever. There you go.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take some calls.
Hola, Perez y Booker. I'm listening to the 101 episode, the Pride episode, and I am just wondering if the reason why Booker doesn't really care or may not have the same passion that you do, Perez, about certain topics is because, I don't want to play the race card, but I'm going to, is because he is a white male. Perez, maybe because you are a minority and I am a Hispanic woman, maybe to us we see things a little bit different because there's a lot of things that are going on right now with this administration and within the White House that will affect us. And so maybe that's why, Booker, you're just like, whatever, it's entertaining to me. I'm not sure. And would love to hear, Booker, just your thoughts on that.
Okay.
Thanks, you guys. Love you.
Great call. Thank you for calling. Gotcha. Like, once again, my thoughts aren't that I don't care about these subjects or topics. I do care. I don't care what he tweets. Please don't confuse the two. Saying that I don't care about these issues, no, that's not me. I don't care about things I can't control. Hear the difference. There's a huge difference. You have anything to add to that?
I was not listening to you.
Okay. I'm used to this. another call.
Hi, Perez and Booker. It's Kawanda. Just wanted to say I love the podcast and I love listening. And I wanted to comment on the conversation about Trump tweeting about Pride Month. I wanted to say that I absolutely 100% agree with Perez. As a president of the United States, unfortunately, Trump does represent all of us, and I think it's important for someone, especially Trump, since he did have such a divisive and discriminatory and hateful rhetoric during the campaign and so much of his presidency already, and the fact that a lot of his supporters do not support the gay, lesbian, trans community, that it would have been a great point for him to recognize the month. And as a Black woman, I 100% would have been offended if he did not recognize Black History Month. So I think Perez is right on this one, and Booker, just your perspective is a little off, but I love you both and I love listening to the podcast. Bye.
Cool. Fair enough.
You see, you can't be mad at that. She said she loved you.
I'm 0% mad. I think everyone has an opinion. I don't really care what his opinions are. You don't support him. Why would you even care what he thinks about things?
Because he's the president of the United States.
So what? You wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire, says you. What do you care what he thinks about you or anyone in your community, if you will? I wouldn't. I wouldn't spend a time thinking about it. I would just assume the worst if I was you and go on with my day. I wouldn't waste my time worrying about him. It just doesn't seem worth a piss of your time. That's what I don't understand. And I guess people don't understand that that's what I'm trying to say, but whatever.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. Perez, you are my best friend in my head. Anyway, I wanted to call, not to have a question, but I actually have a little bit of news. The Fire concert people have still not issued refunds. We have been waiting. My boss's daughter purchased tickets in December of 2016. The concert was supposed to be end of April. Never happened. We are now going into mid-June with no response from numerous requests for our refunds. Anyway, just a little tidbit. Bye.
Girl, you're never getting your money back.
Yeah. One more call?
Sure.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. I'm Jimena. I'm from Argentina. And I'm going to say this. This call cost me dollars, so I'm going to make it count. So listen, please. I just want to say that after watching Katy Perry live stream for 4 days, I think the Witness album is not about Katy.
Can you understand a word she's saying?
Yes. Oh, my
okay,
God.
I can't.
A white dude. I understand everything she's saying.
Good. I'm just making sure. I can't. I'm an ignorant ass. I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying I couldn't understand it. But we'll continue. What was she saying?
She was talking about Katy Perry's live stream.
Really? God, I didn't.
Yes. Know.
But okay, one more. Okay, I'll continue.
But it's about Katy Hudson. Well, that's it. I think it's for her. Not the personage, you know.
I mean, you're hearing words and yes. you can understand. Oh, jeez. Is this interesting?
Let her finish.
About Catherine, the woman behind Katy Perry. The podcast, I'm sorry, is The Heart of Paris Hilton, and the reason is Booker. So it's a perfect combo. So I'm sorry if I stumble. I'm very nervous. Thank you. I love you both. Gracias, Pérez. Te quiero mucho.
Did she say she hates me?
She said she loves us both. You didn't fucking hear that?
No. It doesn't. Oh, I can't. It sounds like another language to me. My ear can't hear that.
God, you're being an asshole.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to understand what she's saying. I was stopping it because I couldn't hear.
Did she say
I was awful? What'd she say? Be honest with me.
She said I was great. Go back. Yes.
I can't understand it. What do you mean go back? I'm not going to go back again. I couldn't hear understand it the first time.
The last bit, she said she loves us both in English. Jesus.
I missed that. All right. God. Well, thank you for your call. I don't know what the hell you said, but it's probably brilliant. Because
you're such an asshole.
800-721-1185. That's our phone number. And we love you. So we'll see you sometime next week. We don't know when the hell, but we'll figure it out. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what he said. Goodbye.
Bye.